So we are discussing 61 sutra, Lokahanav Chintana Karya. A devotee, by practicing devotion, should not worry, should not become anxious, whatever happens to him. Loka means whatever happens in this world. So there are three parts, world, himself, whatever related to him in this world, or the scriptural instruction. Why? The devotee had completely surrendered himself to God. So there is nothing that belongs to me. Everything belongs to God. So hani, the word hani has got two meanings. One is that you should not do any injury to others. If someone does injury to him, then also he should not even think about it. Why? We outline two reasons for that. One is a devotee believes in God. Therefore, whatever happens, happens by the will of God. This is one thing. Another is, also Hindus believe in one's past births. Karma phala. Anything happens is because of karma. If somebody has inserted my karma, somebody has to taken away things belonging to me, my karma. Somebody wants to injure me, my karma. So the best example, I was citing the karma. His father wanted to kill him. So various ways, so he brought elephants so that they can step on him and injure him. And so he was pierced with sholas, knives. He was put in blazing fire. He was thrown from high mountain. He was thrown into the sea so that he can drown. He simply dipped his hands into his Narayan. That's all. But like a small child, what can he do? Somebody wants to do something to him. What can the child do? He will only cry, mom, mom. So, but physically he can't do it. Mentally he can think. But that also should not be done. That is very related to Ramana. Pracharya defines. If anybody does any harm or sahanam, sarva dukkha mar. All any type of misery, pain, suffering that comes on. How? Apratikara purvakam. Naku. Some avakasam dorikinappudu. When I get opportunity, I will take it upon you. Now, I am not able to. But when, if I get opportunity, I will stay praying. No. Should not think. Then, he may not be doing anything. But he may be thinking in the mind. This person is a wicked fellow and get called curse. Cursing also is one form of it. So, chinta vilapa rahitam. Chinta did not brood. Vilap did not weep. Why this happened to me? That is called sahana. Titiksha is called tupiksha. It is one of the greatest qualities in life. Then, there must be some support for him. What type of philosophy he has got? He has got this philosophy. Whatever happens, everything happens by the will of God or by my own karma. So when we say it is will of God, so if we think it is by my past karma phala, we may, it may be a negative action. But if it is will of God, can will of God ever bring injury? Can it do any amangala to the person? On the contrary, it will only lead to highest good. Parama nistreyasana. This is the faith of every devotee. It's that loka. Now, either he loses something or somebody tries to injure. Chinta na kartavya. This will come when the devotee understands, I am helpless, I am surrendering myself. But when a person says, I am surrendering myself, then whatever belongs to him, that also he surrendered to God. Then Vedavyapta, the scripture says, you have to do this. You should not do this. Only two. Astra tells only two things. Vidhi, Nishedha. Vidhi means you have to. Nishedha means you should not. The whole Shastra contains only two things, Vidhi and Nishedha. So for a devotee, even he has gone to beyond Shastra. Beyond Shastra means if he is taking God's name, he should not think, I have not done my sandhya, I have not gone on pilgrimage. Today is Basava Jayanti. Do I have to go to the temple and bow down? Will God get angry with me? No. Should not. Then what is the meaning? You are taking God's name continuously. What other pilgrimage do you want? Yes, sir. So that is the indication Narada is giving to us. With the regard, if anything happens in this story, come. No. A person, a devotee, should practice this. This is all for my own good. Na, tat-prasiddhau loka-vyavaharo heyaha kintu phalatyagaha tat-sadhanan-chakshariya-minivaha. So, tat-siddhau, for the sake of attaining bhakti, we have to do a lot of things. But what should be done? Loka-vyavaharaha, behaving in this world, we should not live it. So, some people are there. Very peculiar. Peculiar means I'm a spiritual person. So, I don't care for you. I don't respect you. I don't need to do this. That is not a bhakta's lakshan. So far as possible, let him do whatever he can do. Na heyaha. Heyaha means giving up. Na heyaha. Should not give up. Whatever is our duty, we have to do it properly. If we do not do, what happens? Who really is instructing us to do all those things? Only God is doing. So that is why Sri Ramakrishna, his teachings are very, for sannyasins, one teaching. And for, I will give you two instances. For Niranjan, was one of the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna. When they first came, the moment he came, Ramakrishna recognized it. And then he asked, oh, have you married? No, I'm not. So what are you doing? I do a job. Ramakrishna got very angry. Why do you want to do this? You want to be spiritual and you are doing job. Then Niranjan explained, I have my old mother. We don't have property. I have to look after it. Immediately Ramakrishna said, yes. That is absolutely fine. One's mother should be served the best of oneself. But if I had come to know that you don't have any responsibility, then I would have cried fire upon you if you had been doing job. You know why job? Job doing means that so much, first of all, so many hours time waste. You have to think about God. Second level, you have to do what the boss expects you to do. So it may be contrary to spiritual life, especially if a person is working in a private firm. Then the firm is not there for practicing spirituality. It is there to make profit. So in this regard, very interesting incident, perhaps you know it. It was a disciple of Holy Mother. Then one day, suddenly Holy Mother received a letter from that disciple. Mom, I am working here for the sake of maintaining my family, and I have to tell lot of lies. So I am thinking of giving up the job. Immediately mother directed the attendant, write to him firmly. He should not give up the job, even if he has to tell the lies. The reply was, but the attendant's mind was disturbed. Here is a good man. who wants to avoid telling lies. Here is the guru, who is supposed to be spiritual guide, and she says, no, even if you have to give up your telling truth, give up telling truth, means tell lies, don't give up. So mother made him wait for 2-3 days, he was thinking of difficulty. If we see anything wrong in our guru, we don't have the guts to say, why are you doing? No, our reverence for the guru. At the same time, we are sahasrakshas. Even if guru is doing something good, we see it in a black manner. Because we are putting on black spells. We don't understand why they are doing. Of course, who do wrong things. There is that kind of thing also. Many people, they do so many compromise. One of the things. Many compromise. In order to compromise, you are building a big college. People who have white money, they can't give much. Only people who have got black money, they can give you much. Now should you take her much? Yes, lot of conflict will be going. So 2-3 days, mother waited. One day, he could understand the thoughts of everybody. Called him and said, my son, do you know why I asked him not to give up? He said, he is married, he has a wife, he has 3-4 children, and he has to maintain. Today, in an emotional talk, he says, this Thakur said, always speak to. So I will give up my job. It is not easy to get a job for that kind of person. When there is no job, there is no money, children are starving, and he will not be able to bear it, then he won't hesitate even to do what is called highway robbery. Understand? Which comes great? God comes, our wife and children. So, I want to prevent him. Better to do lesser sin than a higher sin. How much the force? Our logic goes, anything that is unspiritual, we should give it up. But under certain circumstances, even if it looks unspiritual, in course of time, that proves to be less unspiritual than something else. Yes. In Mahakrishna's time, one of his disciples, he was a monk, and he came into contact with a woman. Then he went and got married to that woman. Now, this man never did anything worried. Worried to be a householder, you need a special type of mentality. Without that mentality, one cannot become a householder. Even funny incident was there. So I went home to see my parents after 12 years. Then I visited my old school, which was built by my own grandfather. So there were some old teachers. When I was young, history. So some 2-3 teachers still not retired, still working. They were so happy. Made me sit down and we were talking. And then one person was asking, a new person, you have led brahmacharya life for 12 years, more than sufficient. Why don't you now settle down by getting married? These are also those minds will work. Then I did not tell, I was thinking, what shall I read? The old teacher, he was replying, hey, after enjoying 12 years of freedom, do you think like us in a dirty pool is going to come under? See, they also know it is a terribly dirty pool. Householders, very, very difficult. If you move this way, some dirt will come. If you move that way, some dirt will come. So many responsibilities. Even if you do also, they will blame you. If you don't, of course, also they will blame you. for everything. And then when you want to take little rest, suddenly they will pop in. You are a complete slave to the whole world. And as soon as grand chairman comes, it is a complete impact. So some devotees were talking to Swami Adbhutanand. Adbhutanand, he was always telling, hey, you must regularly sit and control your sense organs, think about God. Then one devotee, Maharaj, it is so easy for people like you to give this upadesham. You don't know what is the condition of our household people. So whenever we want to do something, I have got grandchildren. So one fellow comes, grandpa, peace. I have to get up, japatapa finish. I take him to the toilet and see that he has washed him and bring him this. And one fellow starts weeping, shouting. Another fellow starts, I want chocolate. 24 hours, something or other will come. Maybe at night, he might get some. Then that Maharaj was laughing. He is telling, Doshkara Noi Brahma. No one is at fault, O mother. I have dug a well with my own hands. And what has come out? Kala Kota Visha has come out. I am drowning in that Visha. That water is Visha, which I have dug with my own hands. So, Doshkara Noi Brahma. It is no one's fault, O mother. Amishvakhata sholide. With my own hands, I dug swakhata. Means digging. Dube mori. I'm drowning and dying. Oh mother. What a beautiful song, you know, some of these songs. Anyway, what is the point here? Talking. One, a devotee should not give up any proper behavior prescribed to him while he is guru. Then Sri Ramakrishna comes and tells, there will come a time when you won't be your own master. God will be your master. Sri Ramakrishna, he could not give his own cloth to express. That's why he said, mother, give me somebody who will look after. One day's incident, M was raised. It this happened with Ramla. Ramakrishna was in Calcutta somewhere. I think they were coming to Dakshineswar or something, I don't remember. Suddenly Sir Ramakrishna said, I'm so hungry. Ramla, you go and buy some sweets and bring. So Ramla went to buy. By that time they were traveling in a horse carriage. Sri Ramakrishna got down and then walked off. Then Ramla brother came after 10-15 minutes. So nobody was there. Then he was thinking, where has uncle gone? And he was looking the distance. Thakur was walking very fast, completely unconscious. Then Ramla brother ran after him, uncle, uncle, I said, who is going to listen? Thakur was not in a position to listen at all. Caught hold of him and then said, uncle, and Sri Ramakrishna has been shaken from sleep. What? You told me you are hungry and you sent me to bring some food material. So please come. Then came back to consciousness. After that, so Sri Ramakrishna is never left alone. Somebody or other will be. Another time, Sri Ramakrishna was living in Rasmani's house. Rasmani passed away. Madhur Babu and his wife were there. So what happened? One day it was Durga Puja time. And the wife of Madhur Babu, she wanted to attend the Sandhya Arati for Mother Durga. But Sri Ramakrishna was there in deep samadhi state. Everybody wants to attend. But Baba cannot be left alone. Because few days back, he was alone. And in that ecstatic state, somebody, I don't know how it happened, some charcoal was burned. He went and fell on it, on his back. people were there around, not in that place. Then they all got burning smell. Oh, why? What is burning here? Then they went on, nothing was there. Then nearer they came, they found out that charcoal was eating into the back of Sri Ramakrishna. Then Jagadamba Dashi said, from today onwards, we should never leave Baba alone. Somebody should be there. But he doesn't know what he is going to do. What is, why am I narrating all these things? When a person attains that kind of devotion, when he is totally unconscious of the world, then God himself will look after him. Until that time, when we are conscious, we should not give up. So here is a very wonderful spiritual truth. We should not give up our kartavya. Kartavya will give us up when the time comes. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, you know, this palm tree, when it was growing, it grows a lot of leaves. So these leaves, they should not be cut. They should, as the tree grows, they will dry and they themselves fall, leaving some mark. At one time there was, and then he used to give this example, if there is an injury on the body, a scab will deform. So any fool forcibly trying to remove that scab will only delay the healing process. When it is fully healed, it will, scab will automatically fall. So we should not give up activities. Activities should give up. And it is true also, whether it is monastery or household, ship, so all these activities. How many activities really Sri Ramakrishna want? How many activities we are want? Why? Because you are unable to give up. Very difficult. We take God's name for everything. Some foolish fellows are also. What is the matter? I'm having stomachache. Oh, yeah, stomachache, tacos with. Stomachache, tacos soup. Fellow, in the morning, you have 6 idlis. Because they are so nice. And that is also tacos. See, we have to be very careful. So, Narada is telling that until we attain that highest devotion, loka vyavahara na heya, you should not give up. On the contrary, go on doing it. When the love ripens, automatically it will be given. Kintu palatyagaha tat sadhanancha karyameva. But one should give up. One should not give up the actions. One should give up the fruits. Karma phala tyaga. So there is a difference between householders, sannyasins. All have to give up karma phala. But householders should not give up the karma. In fact, that is the only way to grow. Karma is the only way for us to grow. So that is why, suppose there is a monk. He is in Himalaya. 50 years. Then he is completely, looks free from worldliness. Then he comes out. How do we know whether he was spiritual or not? How do we know? Supposing, I am giving one or two examples, you know. Supposing, when he is going like that, he will say, give me some alms. He will ask, hey, you useless fellow, daytime you behave like sadhus, night time you watch all our houses, how many doors are there, how many windows are there, night time you come as thieves, you know, sadhus, like that. Daytime they come in the name of bhiksha, but watching how many people are there. If we enter there with sticks, whether they will be able to defend themselves. Some people do. So if this kind of words are spoken, will the person get saved? One. Second, supposing this person, he has never seen a woman here. Suddenly he sees a woman. Will there be undesirable thoughts in the mind of the person? How do you know? you have never seen. So the thought will not come. After seeing that one, if he doesn't have thoughts, then he is a real great soul. Otherwise, sometimes you may control them. Controlling means what? You are not attaining that. If there are so many monks and everything, they control their thoughts. But a time will come, you don't need to control. God becomes so prominent in his mind. All these things are like, you know, Sri Ramakrishna says, Ummi Paitavantare, spitting. After spitting out, anybody wants to take it in? It is like that. So another example will be, forcibly giving up what one should do. Pratap Chandra Hajra. He is a married man. He started coming and staying at Dakshineshwar. Sri Ramakrishna told him many times, your mother is there, you are not looking after her. Your wife is there, you are not looking after her. You have got lot of debts. You have got children. Who is going to bring up their children? Neighbor? Go back. He did not listen. After lot of persuasions, he went again came. It is only after Sri Ramakrishna passed away. He went back and got some more children. Yeah. So always he was like, why was Sri Ramakrishna telling that? This man says, I want to do only Japa Dhyana. Sri Ramakrishna is willing, go back. Why? Because he's a hypocrite. Forcibly renouncing the world, that is not going to work in the long term. Short term, yes. Many people have got that to what we call Hatat Sannyasa. Sannyasa is of various types. You know, Smishana Vairagya. Then Prasuti Vairagya. Then I added also Markata Vairagya. And I added, these are three examples given by Thakur. Thakur means Rakur. I added one. Unemployment Vairagya. The fellow is trying, is not getting, okay. You fellow, useless fellow, go and join. What is Markata Vairagya? It is a garden, full of fruits. Monkey is the fruit. But watchman with a gun, if it comes near, he would shoot it. So there's brother law, like the gentlemen, they're sitting on the board. As soon as the watchman closes the gate and runs through, like this, they will fall down and wreak havoc, like Hanumanji, what he did in Makka. So that is called Markata Vairagya, Koti Vairagya. Prasuti Vairagya, we all know. Woman gives birth to a child, and it is very painful, and she says, I'm never ever going to get any more children. After 15 days, she decorates herself for Husse. That is called Prasuti Vairagya. Mishana Vairagya. Somebody whom we love is dead. So we all go to the crematory. And then, oh, life is like that. Only more rows and mochata. How long will it last? The moment you come out, again, all the sanskaras are falling. Then fourth one I added. Just now I told you.
Unemployment
Vairagya. Yeah. So, any hardship that happens in the world cannot be construed as a sign of Vairagya. Temporary Vairagya, in other words, is not going to work out. A beautiful incident comes to my mind. Because Baburam Maharaj is there at Velur Mutt. Raja Maharaj was the president. The Mutt was going through very hardship, not much income. So at that time, there was a Jamindar, a young man. He was married. His wife died. So he got this Mashana Vairagya. So he came to Belur Mutt and said, I want to become a monk and all my property I will give to you. Baburam Maharaj was praying to Thakur. Thakur, just give us enough money. Otherwise, how can we run the matha? At that time, this happened. He was too happy. Thakur had heard our prayer. It took hold of that. You read that incident? It took hold of the young man, to Raja Madhav. Raja, Raja, Thakur heard our prayers. Hey, here is the man. His wife died. And then he wants to donate the whole thing. Then Raja Madhav, like a Samudra, no, he's looking at Baburam. Baburam da. When worldly people come into contact with us, they will develop vairagya. But when we come into contact with worldly people, we develop worldliness. This man's wife had died. That is why it is temporary. How long this vairagya is going to last? That was a terrible blow to Swami Premananda. Because he was innocent in this. Raja Maharaj was very, very knowledge. So he let the young man go. And after few, you know, 1 or 2 months, the man got married again. Had we accepted that Jamindar's estate, he would have gone to court against us. These people mesmerized us and like that. So how, why is it, you know, how many times we said? That's why when Madhur Babu was a professional, Thakur was sitting one day in his room, a kuti. He was at that time he was living in Madhur Babu's, you know, Dakshineswar. Thakur's room was there. That was much later. After his mother's passing away, he moved into that room. Before that, there was, now it made a public library where Madhur Babu used to come and live. That is called kuti. So he was sitting, Thakur was sitting from his room, he was able to see the Dakshineswar temple, that. And suddenly what he saw, Madhur Babu, he saw, rubbed his eyes. Madhur Babu was sitting, Thakur was moving, rubbed his eyes. And Thakur was moving from this side to that side, it was Shiva. When Thakur was moving from that side to this side, it was Mother Kali. He thought, am I having optical illusion? He rubbed his eyes, the same, again same, and he ran like mad cat, fell at his feet, started sobbing. Thakur did not know anything. It's all mother, Leela. So he said, Madhur, what is this happened? Baba, I know you. You are none other than Mother Kali and Shiva. Thakur became very interested. Blood pressure was rising. And people say, how do they interpret you? This Brahmana had cast a spell. You understand? This rich Jaminda falling at the feet of Thakur and weeping, that means he will be under the control of Thakur. So, how did Thakur bring him under his control? Some mantra, tantra, like that. They will suspect. They don't know that he had actually, mother was showing vision, but she was creating more problem for Sri Ramakrishna than for anybody. It's only temporary bhava. After that, everything disappeared. So Thakur became very anxious. Anyway, the incident has passed. From that day, Madhur Baba considered him as his own history. So what is Narada telling to us? A devotee should give up all those things, karma phala, until he attains supreme devotion, parabhati. When parabhati comes, it possesses a man like a ghost. Then he is not under his control. But aparabhakti, the only bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, he should do everything that is expected of him. Actions. But karma phala priyaga. So Lord, I did what I am supposed to do. And now everything depends upon karma phalatyaga. Tat sadhana cha. Whatever sadhana is necessary, effort is necessary for attaining that bhakti. Because we are talking about two activities. One activity is worldly duties. Because householders also can be devotees. Nagamahashaya was the parabhaktarna. But he did not give up his duties. Only whatever Thakur directed him later on, that will give. Such a successful homeopathic doctor. You know that? Nagamahashaya? Once he cured a rich man's daughter. Ichiman was so happy. No other doctor could save her. Then, as a priest, brought one big bag of gold coins. The moment he offered it to Nagamaswari, he got agitated. No, 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 no. I don't want this. So he thought, probably he was expecting more. So he went inside and bought some more. Nagamaswari said, no. The cost of my visits is so much. The cost of the medicine is so much. The whole thing will cost 5-6 rupees. I don't accept. Okay. What will you have? If I was there, before he could change his mind, I will take the bag and come back. And what do I say? A lot of children are poor people. I want to die. I'm justification. And my name will be there on the bridge. Many people want that way. So, what is it? On the attainment of bhakti, or even for the attainment of life in society, need not be shunned. But only the fruits of all social activity have to be surrendered to the Lord. While all such activities naturally righteous and so bearing noble fruit may be continued. Only those activities which are approved by the scriptures, not by any other activity. Stree dana nastika vairi charitram na shravani. If anybody wants to develop bhakti, here are four hints are there. Three. Then, dana, nastika, wise. So, stree, one should not hear about the stories of women. Why? That doesn't mean you should hear. Men should not read the stories of women. No, women should not read the stories of men. What does that mean? How temptation was. Everybody runs to see any actress. Why do they run? She may be a married person. This person also is a married person. Will both of them run to? Why does this person go there? What is the purpose? Imitation. He will tempting desires will come in his mind. Even if he is good person out there, desires will come. The last time I told you one thing. If you say, seeing something, this car is a beautiful car. What does that mean?
It's interesting.
I want it. So don't have any doubt about it. If I had it, how happy the person I would. Similarly, a woman is putting on a lot of ornaments and you are going, you saw, oh, she's having beautiful ornaments. What does that mean? You see a nice house. His house is very nice. What does that mean? You are simply saying it is nice. But deep inside, what does it mean? If only I had possessed it, I would have been a very happy person. Already temptation has come. You may not buy the house, you may not get that woman, that's not the point. Point is, the seed is there. So, that is why one should not read means what? Read means don't see cinemas, undesirable pictures. Now you open any newspaper, what do you get? Why don't they put some old woman? And then put all advertisements, you don't get it. Young, beautiful, smiling. Tell me, you find out such a woman. Find out her address. You know, that smiling woman's address. Then go on to live with her for 24 hours. How much time she will be smiling? She has got her own problems, isn't it? She can have headaches, she can have stomach aches, she can have differences of opinion with husband and other things. But if you ask her, she will be looking at other women who are more beautiful than her, more popular than her, who are earning more money than her. Understand? What a horrible thing it is. That's why, stree doesn't mean woman. three names for man and the woman. In this sense only we have to understand Kama, Kamini, Kanchana, woman and God, frequently used by. So somebody raised the objection. Then the answer was, Sri Ramakrishna, when he used to talk with men, he used to use. When he used to talk to women, what was it in him? Three. For them, Purusha. Because for a woman, a man is a temptation. So it was three. Dhana. Dhana means, oh, that man, what is that most Bill Gates is one. And I use that also, Bill Gates. Billion, Bill Gates. So when the Yamadharma Raja comes, what are you going to do? Are you going to zip them and take the other world? What goes? Even this body will not come. Ambani. One of the richest persons. He said, already brother is in trouble. Two brothers, you know, they were the richest people at one time. Now also they are what they call in English language, stinking rich. Who uses this word stinking? The fellows who don't have money and who wish they had money. They cannot bear other people having money. So one question I want to ask you here. Do you think these people got money by being clever? They have done some punya in their past. Yes, nothing will come. I don't believe it. But just because you see clever, so many clever people are there, more than this. But whatever they touch, turns into gold for country. Whatever some people touch. Even Tulasi plant also, the moment that, you know, there is a night once you go, beautifully Tulasi plant, and you bring it home. The moment your golden touch is, simply within 5-6 days, the plant is, that's why they call it green thing, the gold thing. So, what is the explanation? Past genes. We have done really some good, they have done. And only because of that, this will come. Simply it will not come. That is why we say jati, ayo, bhoga, aishwarya. Everything comes from the past birth. So one should not go on reading how this man had become a rich man. Because what does he to do? Same thing. Tempts us. Why not I become rich? Whether he becomes richer, the thoughts are there. And those thoughts are inimical to the devotion. Nastika means one, those who don't believe in God. I will give you a challenge. 1 month, don't read any spiritual book. Don't read about Thakur Mahaswamiji and other things. Read only books written against God. See what happens. You will also, and they are so convinced, so logical. You have no arguments against them. You can't argue. So they go on doing this. These are called Nastikas. So if anybody reads either about the Nastikas or what they are talking or what they are writing, then in course of time we also become Nastikas. Until Bhakti becomes so strong, like Sri Ramakrishna used to say, fence yourself, fence it. Plant until it becomes a tree, even an elephant cannot shake it. Then you can remove the fence. Otherwise the fence itself will become a restraining factor in the growth of the plant. Though nastika, wiry. Wiry means enemy. So enemy stories also should not be thought of. Why? Thoughts will come. Stri, dhana. Then this is positive worldly thoughts. Nastika and vairi, negative thoughts. Vairi means shatru. You consider a person a shatru. The moment you say he is a shatru, your mind is filled with positive ideas or negative ideas. Yeah. That is why you should be indifferent and say, it is Thakur's. Thakur has come, corporation. Nobody can do harm to us. Nobody can do good to us unless God wills. This in the life of devil. In the life of ordinary person, karma. You see the difference now? In the life of devotees, God's will function. In the life of ordinary people, what function? Karma phala. In the life of people who don't believe either in God or parajanma or in karma phala, what works? Accident. Accident means this is the nature of the world. Sometimes there will be storms, sometimes there will be drought, sometimes very good rain. Everything happens in some part of the world. This is very important to thought. See, one area might be suffering from drought. Another person, maybe another area might be suffering from floods. But there will be some parts of the world. Here, test what is needed. Bro, is it not at the same time? So, this is a caution. We should not. But then, what is the opposite of these things? Stree should not. Stree and dhana. So, read the lives of saints, sages, great people in any field. Greatness doesn't come without tapasya. So, Vishveshwaraya, such a great person. You think that he became great just by sitting there and then listening to cinema songs? Yeah, all this. Then, abhimana dambhadikam tyaj. But this, all these sutras are meant for what? How to develop bhakti. That is why, if you see newspapers, advertisements, and then YouTube videos, all these things, you have to be very cautious, very discriminating. What to watch, what not to watch. Yes. Abhimana dambhadikam tyajyam. Tyajyam means it should be completely given up. What should be given up? Abhimana. What is abhimana?
Ego.
Abhimana means this is me, this belongs to me. I and mine. Well, you know, I may be ordinary person. That is what they say. What is called vicarious greatness. There is a farmer in the village. He is illiterate. He works very hard. He has a son. He makes the son study in the school, college, university. Now the son goes to Australia or America or somewhere, becomes a big man. The father, do you know what my son is doing? The other day he got a reward. This is called abhimana. I myself don't have any of these things. But in my son, my daughter, etc. So in Sri Ramakrishna's life, there is the story of Yogin. Yoginma had a daughter. She was a poor lady, poor Brahmin lady. But her daughter was like a Jamindar. So she got married. And all the, of course, expenses, such a bombastic marriage was performed by whom? By the Jamindar. And then, whenever the daughter visits, there will be a first class palki and at least 15 guards in uniform. As soon as she gets around, they will send you. And then they will bring her. And all the neighbors will be, our Yogin's daughter. And he said, what my heart used to swell in pride. This is called vicarious abhimana. Then, unfortunately, the daughter died. As soon as died, all these bonkers, everything gone. First of all, daughter died. All that extra happiness and splendor, everything has come down. How much depressive she must have been by losing not only her daughter, but losing all this. Neither she was the what is called envy of our neighbors. Then it went into a depression. At that time, Balaram Basu introduced Sri Ramakrishna Prabhupada. And then she got the new lease of, hey, how? We must have done a lot of good karma. So, here is one important question. That death of the daughter, is it the grace of God or is it the curse of God?
Grace.
In the form of that incident, so much, what is the dispassion to the world, memories. These things happen in many people, but they don't wake up. So, but in this lady's case, her whole life was completely gone. How do we know? We know because now she became a companion of Holy Mother. And those Holy Mother, Govinda, these are the three companions. Such a great soul. And Gopala story. She was a child. Those raised children of girls, 5 years, 6 years, they used to get married. Their husbands are 25 years, Prabhupada was 23, and Holy Mother was. So what was her age? And Thakur passed away. Thakur passed away at the age of 50. When he was 50. So when he was 23, he got married to Holy Mother. So when Thakur passed away, what do you think Holy Mother's age? 27 plus 5. 32 means the prime youth. What a blow it must have. Only one Mahakali. Where did you go? Leave you not. It was the only words that came out from mother's. After that, nobody had this. Inside, very good. Outside, calm and quiet. So, Abhimana. Dambha. What is Dambha? Proud, pride. Dhamma means anything, you know, a person who could sing, he would be having pride. A person who has got better job, a doctor. Doctors are the best and greater than even kings. That is why the Hindu society made gradations. If a doctor's son-in-law, then he is 5 lakhs of rupees. In those days. Now it must have, inflation must have gone up. So, Doctor Sanila means we don't know how much dowry. If he's a lawyer, a little less. If he's a computer engineer, still less. If he's a clerk, somewhat much less. So, like that, our Hindu society, you can go and buy. The girls can go and buy, like market, they buy bulls. Like that, dowry system. So, these people have a dambha. Dambha chalo kya gari. Itane guna jame so sant. Sri Bhagavata matya jasa gavatu. Sri mukha kamalatam. Kali ba? Prasat manusam. Itane guna jame. In whom these qualities are manifest. So sant. He is a saint. That is the meaning of Hare ko bhajan sadhu ki seva sarva bhuta par daya himsa lobha dambha chhala tyagai. Can never think of injuring another person. He doesn't have greed in. Then he doesn't have this dambha. Dambha means pride. I am somebody. Chhala. Chhala. You know what is chhala? Hypocrisy. Telling one thing, doing something else. Yeah. Vishasama dekhai maya. Maya means all these parade up to. How does it look upon them?
Visha.
Visha. Parama Visha. That is what in Viveka Chudama. And there is no greater Visha than Zikaya. Vishaya is your Visha. Then he says, one Vishaya had killed one species. In man, all the 5 indriyas are harmful. What to speak of? You know what is that? A patanga, a moth. It sees light, passions and the powers. Like that, so many.
రండి.
చాలా రోజుల తర్వాత ఎందుకు ఏం తీసుకొచ్చారు? సో యూ షుడ్ సమాధి హై మై వెన్ ఎ ఫిష్ యూ వాంట్ టు క్యాచ్ ఎ ఫిష్ వాట్ డు యూ డు? సో దిస్ అగ్ని ఇస్ ఫైర్ రూప, ఇట్ ఈస్ స్లేవ్ టు ఐస్. దిస్ ఫిష్ ఈజ్ స్లేవ్ టు హరిన్ లేడీ, స్లేవ్ టు ఇస్ ఏ శ్రవణ సంబడి ప్లేస్ నుంచి దెన్ దట్ విల్ కోర్ట్ ఇట్స్ డే. దెన్ ఫర్ ఏ మేల్ ఎలిఫెంట్ స్పర్శస్ అండ్ అనదర్ వన్ ఫైవ్ సెన్స్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ క్రీచర్స్. One sense organ is so strong and that makes that creature die. What to speak of a human being in whom all the five senses, like with the sun, they are manifesting themselves. That's why he says, Vishaya is God. For whom? For whom? For everybody. Vishaya is no, it makes no difference to either devotee or non-devotee. Only thing is, if a devotee really recognizes it soon, and a householder recognizes it later, and then he says, enough is enough, and promotes himself to vanaprastashrama. What is vanaprastashrama? Enough is?
Enough.
Enough. I don't need it. I have gone through. All this is only a bad experience. We don't wake up by seeing another thing. So, abhimana means I and mine. Dambha means pride, because many people have got either a job, physical beauty, or a great sportsman, like Anil Kumble. How many young men wish to be like Anil Kumble? Yeah. How many young men and women here? There they want. Women came here. Young girls came. So, just to Egatari, don't you have a desire to become an actress? He said, yes, Swamiji, but I don't think I will make it. Whether you make it or not is a separate issue. But whether you have desire or not is a primary issue. So many people, you know, they want to become imitation. I will be also like that. What is the problem? Problem is you live in the other fellow's shoe for a few days. Then you understand he is as much of a beggar as you, because he is thinking somebody else. How I should be like that person. So all these actors and actresses, outside they appear to be the pinnacle of their career. But if you ask them, they have got somebody whom they admire. Yeah. Pushpamani's voice, such a beautiful voice, crystal clear. Every syllable you can hear it clearly. So I asked him, who is your hero? Do you know what is here? Yes, thus. We are all admiring him.
But
you know, yes, thus, deep bass voice and other thing. I wish I had that voice. You ask yes, thus. He will tell, I might be wanting to become like Thagaraj or somebody like. So everybody recognizes their limitation. And what does a gnani do? Ask. We admire, I admire a gnani. What does the gnani admire? Is he happy? No. I want to become God himself. He is my, I am a fan of God. That's why that. We are all fans. Mysore, we were having this talk. It was very hot. Swami came. There were about 15-20 people was there. Room was full. And he asked, do you want me to prepare the fan? And he said, no, I have about 20 fans.
Yeah.
I'm useless. You are only increasing the heat. It's crowded. So everybody has got it. But it is good to have an idea who is better than it. So I will stop today's talk with a beautiful story. There was a great saint in Christendom. He is called Saint Christopher. He is called the patron angel of pilgrims. Whenever we start a pilgrimage, we say to God. So this man was very tall, maybe 7 feet tall, 50, full of energy. So then somebody asked him, what do you wish to do in your life? He says, I want to serve who is the greatest person, who is strongest. I want to serve who is strong. So one day, he was walking. When he was walking, then pilgrims all walking. Suddenly somebody shouted, robbers, robbers. The moment they heard robbers, they started shivering. So Christopher was there. My God. I thought these are all great people. But then they are frightened of robbers. So we stronger?
Robbers.
Immediately went and the robbers people and said, I want to serve you. Because you are the strongest. So one day, these fellows were going to rob some. Suddenly somebody shouted, soldiers of the king, soldiers of the king. Immediately the robber started shivering. And then he started serving the king. Because he is the strongest, hearing whose name people were shivering. So one day the king was going that way, and then suddenly devil appeared. David. So the moment devil appeared, king and everybody fell down unconscious. He said, what is this kuchka fellows? Devil is the strongest.
Yes.
So he said, I will come and serve. David was very glad to get an assistant. So he started serving. One day the devil was going happily. Suddenly somebody saw them and said, oh, Jesus Christ, save us. The moment the devil heard Jesus Christ, started shivering and fell down unconscious. Hey, these are our kuchka fellows. Jesus Christ is the strongest. I will serve only Jesus Christ. So he went to one monk and said, how can I serve Jesus Christ? Then he told, you are a strong person. There is a river. And many people, pilgrims, want to cross that river because there are some tirthasthanas there. So this way, Christopher was asked, build a small hut, David. Did any weak pilgrim, man, woman, child, needs your help in crossing the river, then you help. So he was doing practically whole life, and he had a big stock. Big man, big stock. He would catch hold of the people, take them across, leave them there, come back, take them the whole morning till evening, many, many, many years. So one day, at night, it was stormy, raining, and wind was blowing like that. He thought, today nobody will come. So let me take rest. I'm in sore need of rest. Towards midnight, suddenly one voice came, Chapat, Chapat. Opened the door, looked here and there, nobody was. It was about to close. Kichapat, Kichapat. Small. Oh, what do you want at this? Where from are you springing? I want the cross. I have to go together. So he took a vow. I will have sheep. So he tried to first year the chain. Stay in my house. Morning, I did. No, I had to go there. So he lifted him onto his shoulder with his staff. And that night, the river was extinct. Very powerful current. So the story, when he reached made reason. Shaving, who is this Dipika fellow? He became heavier and heavier, and like your Krishna riding the Garuda like that, suddenly the fellow had to fall down. Like that, heavier and heavier as this year. Super was thinking, what is it? This fellow appeared only 3-4 pounds, and now it appears 300 pounds. And the great difficulty crossed the river and set the chain down, and then said, who are you? They didn't want me to be connected. So the line man, the hell is. Then, revealed himself, Jesus Christ. I'm so happy you are rendering this story. From today onwards, you are receiving me the patron angel of all children. Whoever takes your name and starts an activity, there will be no obstacles in the way. So, even today, he is called the patron saint. Like as we say, Dugga, 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 he will be helping people. This is the story. So, what is the essence? Only a person who serves the strongest, he will reach the goal. Who is the strongest?
God.
Only God. That is why Hanuman wanted to bestow his grace on Bhimasena. So Bhimasena was going out for some work. I think he wanted to collect some flowers from Draupadi and others. You know? So it is Hanuman's wala, toka, is laying there. Just. So there is a custom. One should not cross. Reverence. Old man. So in Sena went, old man, in the ring of your hey. That is how tapes grow. Mahavata is the biggest tape. 2,000 slopers. Now slowly, all these tails added, the tails grow. Now what? Nearly 76,000 lokas are there. They say 1 lakh. Not 1 lakh exactly, 76 or something. So, Timsen asked, I have to cross. He said, I'm an old monkey. Talking. Beautiful language, you know, Sanskrit language. He was a great pandita. Nyaninam api adhyadhanam satala dhinashthanam vanaranam jeshtam bhagavati vanasutam vapajatam namami. So Bhimsena, what is this? Like this. Then he put his left hand. Nothing. So he took both hands on it. Nothing. Then he bent down. Then he came to his senses. Then he asked, who are you? I am Bhimsena. Then Hanuman, he is, and your elder brother. Elder brother is a monk. So what would be younger brother? Then Bhimsena. So then he gave a wound. And there, in the form of the dhvaja, Kapil dhvaja. And I will go. Nobody can see me. But hearing that itself, so many fellows would die. So, like this, these are beautiful stories. Dambakshara Yadre Vishasama Dvithari Maya. Maya should be recognized. Maya. These are all Maya. Indriyas will do their havoc. Then only we slowly better. That is why Yama. What is the first one? Yama. What is Yama? Remove all negative quality. Then, Niyama means acquire qualities which help us in our spiritual growth. Then only Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Yoga, Vistrisi. How logically Narada presents all these ideas. It's fantastic. ఓం జననీ విశారదాం దేవీ రామకృష్ణం జగద్గురుం పాదపద్మిని తయోస్తుత్వా ప్రణమామి నమోస్తుతే గురువే. ఏ మహావాక్యం బాగుందా? ఇందులో